benefit. William S. Burroughs, Nothing Here Now But the Recordings. Very rare early experiments on tape machines, early tape recorders. Burroughs did a lot of these things back in the late 60s and into the 70s. His audio cut-ups. I'm trying to get the record here. Where the hell is it? Yeah, this is the record. And a lot of these, actually, most of these are from the 60s, these recordings, not the 70s. But a lot of, he did go into the 70s when he was living in, from the late 60s into the 70s in London, I believe. And I'll play some of this after I play something else that I have queued up. I don't have the record queued up just yet. But pledge your support. We don't have a lot of time left. The old codger is coming up at 6 o'clock. I understand he has some harsh things to say about me and every other DJ on the
about pretty much everything. I think
everything and everyone. But I think he has some special harshness for me in store. I don't know why. I never did anything to the guy, but he doesn't seem to like my show, or me for that matter, even though he's never met me. Anyway, do you want to hear Brigitte Bardot?
Sure. Of course.
Here's Brigitte Bardot, and then I'll play something from the William Burroughs record, and then we'll come back.
Keep pledging. Just a few more minutes left, folks. Come on.
Yep, that's it. Okay, here we go. This is Brigitte Bardot.
M'a percé le cœur. Vous sur la terre, vous avez des docteurs. Contact. Contact. Il me faut une transfusion de mercure. Perdu par cette blessure. Contact. Contact. Ôtez-moi ma combinaison spatiale. Retirez-moi cette poussière sidérale. Contact. Contact. Comprenez-moi, il me faut à tout prix. Rejoignez mon amour dans la galaxie. Contact. 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 Contact.
There yourselves. Yeah, I'm vegetables.
Listen to this. R. William Burroughs Health. In one of the PR Hotel X, I have run a hotel, C-A-D-T, to thank you for the Thai absence. I would be on my brief process.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of time. This is obviously William Burroughs and his, I'm not sure who the assistant was. I think, I can't remember his name now. In London, when they were doing these cut-ups, somewhere here. It wasn't Brian Geisen, although they were definitely in contact. Anyway, at the Beat Hotel, William Burroughs. These are early recordings, cut-ups, etc., up for grabs. We're going to give it away in about a minute. I got to make room for the old codger coming up almost immediately. So thanks to everybody, by the way, who's pledged during the show, who's been listening, who's supporting this radio station. This is WFMU East Orange, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org. Dave.
Yes.
We got to make this quick.
We have a few more people to thank very quickly, and then the drawing. How does that sound?
Yes, please.
We have Jay from Indianapolis. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
Boss from Utrecht.
Again.
Yes.
Wow, thanks,
Oscar,
Boss.
Oscar from Somerville, Massachusetts. Volker.
Thanks, Oscar.
From NYC.
Volker.
And I am now going to tell you who wins, and I'm sorry, but the computer is slow, so bear with me just one second.
Thanks to everyone who pledged. Really, it means a lot to us, and it keeps us going. And Dave?
Oscar from Somerville.
Oscar in Somerville wins the William Burroughs LP. Congratulations, and thanks again to everybody. Thanks, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Ditto. Thank you so much
to hang out and to chat and to have you here. Stay tuned for the old codger coming up immediately. See you later. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
The UN Security Council resumes debate as the smoking continued. Representatives of the Thank you.
on, children, and gather round. I got a lot to tell, because the clouds are grumbling. Don't think the world is tumbling. No need worry and lose that frown. You'll soon be feeling well. A little home philosophy will help to shake that spell. Change all of your gray skies, turn them into gay skies, and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. What good is your pining? Change that silver lining and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. You'll make the clouds hurry away, humming a lovely love song. Some lucky day, somebody may come along. Chase all of your sorrow, take care of tomorrow, and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. Some lucky day, somebody may come along. Someone's sunshine and someone's rain. We look with different eyes. We all make money funny ways. Umbrella men hate sunny days. Some keep sighing without a pain. They never realize what's bound to be is bound to be. And here's what I advise. Change all of your gray skies, turn them into gay skies, and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. Just keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. The clouds hurry away, humming a lovely love song. Some lucky day, somebody may come along. Just keep sweeping the cobwebs. Keep sweeping the cobwebs. Keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. Keep sweeping.
Good evening. From the Old Kaiser here in WFMU, we are started at the program. This week, the music portions of the program with Red Norvo and Dance of the Octopus. Then Von DeLith did Keep Sweeping the Cobwebs Off of the Moon. Well, this is a very exciting week. Next week, too, it's the WFMU Annual On the Air Fundraiser. Now, under the terms of a deal I struck with station manager Ken Friedman, 50% of all donations made during the Old Codger radio show go directly into my pocket. And that money is fungible. Don't know that word? Fungible means I can do whatever the hell I want with it. It means it is not allocated for specific expenses. I get to choose. I can spend it on 78 RPM records, cigars, booze, dirty postcards, ammo, graft. Or I could buy a new hat for Lola Bell Pancake. Although she never removes her radio hat. I think it's bonded with her scalp. Now, there's also more big news. Get ready for this. Fablio, the guy who does the horrible music show that precedes me. That's not the name. It's not called the horrible music show. That's just a colloquial reference, and a popular one, I might add. Anyway, Fablio has decided to make nice with me. He realized that my show is more popular than his. So he offered to help me raise money during my program in the hope, in the misguided hope, that my listeners will get in the habit of tuning in early. So I'll give his show a try. fat chance. So anyway, Fabio has pre-recorded a fundraising spot exclusively for this program. Now, I have not heard it yet, so I don't know what he's going to say, but we're going to play it right now. First, I just want to say that Lolabelle is handling the technicals involved in broadcasting this recording. She says it's not on disc. You know, he only plays 70 RPM discs around here. I don't know. Anyway, she says it's something called a digital audio file. Don't ask me. She also says it's a new digital audio format, especially made for this program. It's called an MP78. Now you can't see it, but you can hear it. And apparently you do not play it on a turntable. You play it on your computer. Well, I don't mess with what I consider unreliable and dangerous technology, so I'm leaving that to Lolabelle. Well, anyway, let's listen. I can't wait to hear all the nice things that Fabio has to say about me. I'm sure his recording will be filled with flattery and empty platitudes.
Why would I want to say anything nice or good about a cantankerous 117-year-old smelly, vile, nasty piece of work like Courtney, a.k.a. the old codger? Well, for one thing, he's a colleague here at WFMU. And as much as he has been nasty and mean to me personally, and not just me, but many others as well, because he is, after all, he has dementia, he smokes the most cheap-ass cigars, and he drinks this vile whiskey, making him one of the most repulsive humans on the planet. He also has an interesting selection of music that he brings out every week. And that is a good thing for WFMU and its listeners. So I support him in that way. Aside from that, I couldn't care less about him as a human being because he's just horrible. But if you listen to his show for the music, then you should pledge to his show. He does bring unique and interesting music to the airwaves. And if for nothing else, that's worth something. He could use your support because, frankly, not too many people like him. And I don't know how many people are actually going to pledge to his show. So if you listen, please pledge, WFMU.org.
Well, that was Fabio. What a sore loser. You'd think he'd make an effort to say something nice about a fellow DJ every once in a while. Maybe just one sincere, positive thing. But he can't. That's because he's competitive and he's belligerent. See, Fabio wants to be the best DJ on WFMU, but he knows he's not. So he hates and disparages his colleagues. Colleagues like me. I'm his next-door neighbor on the schedule. See, Fabio does not know how to be a team player. Or even, like me, how to appear to be a team player while disobeying management and skimming a percentage of the donations. Well, that's the last time I'm going to allow Fabio to use my airwaves for his vicious attempts at character assassination. You know what's more interesting than Fabio on the air? Dead air. Anything Fabio says don't mean vinegar to a rabbit. But still, you should do what he says and donate to WFMU by making a pledge to the Old Codger program. And do it just the way he said to. I don't know, something about .org or something. But you know, the more money that I rake in, the smaller it will make Fabio look. Anyway, let's get back to the great music here on the Old Codger Radio Show on WFMU.
The other night I attended a concert with a friend of mine. Ah, yes, it gave me a pain. My friend asked me why I didn't enjoy the concert, and I had to explain. When I first saw the light of day, I could hear my father play. He played a song on his slide trombone, and he always played it this way. He tried to teach me how, but it sounded like our cow. Instead of pushing a slide trombone, I should have been pushing a plow. But he made me practice for hours and hours and weeks and months and years. Beethoven, Chopin, Brahms, and Strauss were enough to drive anyone out of our house. Oh, I know they're great, they're greater than great, but how much meat can you put on a plate? I don't want to complain, but when I hear a musical strain, I just have to shout, oh, I hate music. I can't stand chords in G. I'd rather hear coyotes howl out on the lone prairie. Oh, I hate music, especially when it's played. Now listen closely and you shall hear why musicians should never get paid. Now, doesn't that sound silly? So you see what I mean when I say, oh, I hate music. I just can't stand that refrain. That melody is nearly driving me insane. I think I'll go right home and practice again.
What do you say if I tell you how to keep from feeling blue? My advice is good to take, and it's easier to do. When you're all alone any old night and you're feeling mighty blue, pick up your hat, close up your flap, get out, get under the moon. Underneath the bright silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out, get under the moon. Da 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 da. Look, look, look at those stars above. Ah, look, look, look at those sweeties low. Oh boy, give me a night in June. I mean it, when you're all alone any old night and you're feeling out of tune, pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out, get under the moon. When you make the date any old night, you're gonna meet your sweetie soon, are you? Huh? Well then pick up your hat, close up that flat, get out, get under the moon. Underneath that bright silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out, get under the moon. Da 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 da. Walk, walk, kiss and then walk again and talk, talk, kiss and then talk again. Oh boy, sweethearts are all in tune. I mean it, when it's raining out, oh stay in your flat, put on a lovely night in June. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out, get under the moon. Daddle, 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 daddle.
Recapping that short set of music, we heard of Jerry Colonna. He sang, "I Hate Music." Louisiana Sugar Babes, featuring Fats Waller, young Fats Waller, on the pipe organ. We heard Persian Rug from the Louisiana Sugar Babes. And then Helen Kane with Get Out and Get Under the Moon. I'm the old codger on WFMU. Now, the last time I came on this microphone a few minutes ago, there was a dreary WFMU fundraiser underway. Well, I'm dismayed to report it is still going on. You will now, once again, be urged to contribute to this travesty of a broadcast operation. You see, the listeners of WFMU are under the delusion that if they contribute enough money to the radio station, that WFMU will eventually get it right. If that's your metric, then dump all of your money here, because this show is the best that it'll get at this spot on the dire. Well, and now, Gus Bodenheim gets into the act.
Hello, listeners. This is Gus Bodenheim, the voice of Del Barton Industries, primary sponsor of the Old Codger radio program. Believe you me, I'm sure I echo the sentiments of my sister Unita and our many estranged siblings when I purport to respect and appreciate Courtney, or to you, the codger. Now, I don't know whether you've heard it or not, but WFMU is having its annual two-week fundraiser. Here's your chance to show your support for the Old Codger radio program. Why not pledge right now at WFMU.org. By the way, if you pledge $75 or more, you will get Courtney's new 1927 Science and Invention calendar, which will also work for the year 2022, which will be here before you know it. The calendar is a humdinger. I've seen it. It's been designed by my sister Laura Bodenheim. And it can be all yours, along with the satisfaction of keeping the old codger in Rancho Malario cigars. Pledge right now at WFMU.org.
If the wife and I are fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Gal that wears her hair up high, the boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Honky-tonk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Business seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time. Thank you.
Hi-ho there, fanciers of good music. This is Gaylord Fields, one of WFMU's Crackerjack Platter Spinners. When I'm not out rooting for the basketball buffoonery of the Harlem Globetrotters, or cutting a rug at the Savoy Ballroom, I'm at home listening to the old codger Courtney T. Edison on the wireless every Thursday evening. Please pledge to my favorite radio program at WFMU.org. There, I read it just the way it's written. Now, for God's sake, please release my cat back to me.
Once I thought I would go in for flying, and so a chap took me up in his plane. Thought some stunts he would try, loop the loop in the sky. We turned over and over again. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap, take things as they come. He quite thought the stunts were cute, but my nerves they didn't suit. I cried, I'm jumping out, and grabbed hold of the parachute. Then he shouted, that won't open, it's no good. I said, well, I don't care a rap. If it's broken and not sound, I'll get quicker to the ground. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap. It occurred once to me that a nudist I'd be, so the camp one day I took by storm. As I strolled about there, all the girls, I declare, passed remarks about my manly form. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap, take things as they come. They said he's so thin and tall, through a crack he'd almost crawl. If you're looking at him sideways, then you can't see him at all. He's so skinny, like a skeleton he looks, and of fat he hasn't a scrap. I said, though I've not a lot, still I'm proud of what I've got. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap. One night I rang the bell at a country hotel, and someone came down in the gloom. We're all full up, they said, but we'll fix up a bed if you're willing to share baby's room. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap, take things as they come. I said, fix me anywhere, baby's room I'll gladly share. As soon as I commenced undressing, I got such a scare. In the doorway, such a lovely girl appeared. I was just putting on my nightcap. Goodness, who are you? I cried. I'm the baby, she replied. It's a good job, I'm an easygoing chap.
That set of music here on the Old Codger Show, we heard Hank Williams, Mind Your Own Business by Hank. Then Sol Hoopi, his name is spelled H-O-O-P-I-I. You see, the second I is silent. And Sol did Singing the Blues. Then we heard Gaylord Fields in there endorsing the Old Codger Radio Show. Sounded like he was under some duress while he was doing that little fundraising pitch there. Don't know what that was about. Then George Formby, which he sang a song called Easygoing Chap. Now, if you're ready, I know you are, we have another soundtrack from a major motion picture starring Flip the Frog. This one is from 1930. It's called The Village Barber. Now, as you listen to this delightful soundtrack, you will realize, because I'm telling you, who was the hardest working man in Hollywood. That is, the fellow who played the slide whistle. And in the case of the motion picture starring Flip the Frog, the slide whistle player, well, his name was Beowulf Greenbaum. His nickname was the Canary. In Mexico, they called him El Canario. Anyway, for many years, Beowulf Greenbaum, the canary, he was the nation's foremost slide whistle virtuoso. He performed recitals at Carnegie Hall. He was renowned for interpreting the works of Beethoven, Brahms, and Charles Ives on slide whistle. He also composed sonatas and etudes for slide whistle. He was, in fact, so legendary that concertos and chamber works were written expressly for him by famous composers. Igor Stravinsky composed the Capriccio for piano and slide whistle for Greenbaum in 1933. And when it was premiered with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, it was so radical that it sparked a riot in the concert hall. Two patrons were killed and dozens were injured. Then there was, Sir William Walton composed a ballet whose music showcased Greenbaum on slide whistle. Oh, Greenbaum, he could also make underarm noises like a pro. Let's get to the cast. Co-starring in this major motion picture starring Flip the Frog. There was Pierce Clymer. His nickname was What's the Use? Pierce, What's the Use? Clymer. Then there was, Tully Sparks. Of course, Kip Mousley is in this. Also, Raul Jr. Then there was an actress by the name of Hester Prinsky. She was a naughty one. In this film, she wears the scarlet letter F, which stands, of course, for Flip the Frog! And finally, Mickey Rooney stumbles onto the set and realizes he's in the wrong film. So here's the soundtrack for The Village Barber. Thank you.
For that famous sleuth.
Must be Sherlock, that's the truth.
Elementary Dr. Watson.
You are amazing, Mr. Holmes.
No detective stands a chance.
Well, how about the Philo Vance?
He's a good man, Dr. Watson.
I'm a jurist, Mr. Holmes.
When they have a crime wave and the papers all rave and they're hollering for a showdown, Inspector Kinsey, you gotta have me.
Quick, Sherlock, the lowdown.
Cops can't even solve a crime.
Bound to miss it every time.
Ain't it awful, Dr. Watson?
Simply lousy, Mr. Holmes.
When policemen have a case where they raid some gambling place, how they muff it, Dr. Watson.
What's the reason, Mr. Holmes?
By the time the cops catch on, all the evidence is gone. Must be dummies, Dr. Watson.
They're morons, Mr. Holmes.
While they're looking around, not a thing to be found, and the gambling rooms are lobbies, and the rattle of dice is the tangle of ice.
Look at a circle like a the bobbies.
Why, Inspector, how they do?
Sherlock, I'll be seeing you.
Now, where you going, Dr. Watson?
Up to China, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you.
We started out that set with a soundtrack from the major motion picture, The Village Barber, starring, you know who. It's from 1930. Fine soundtrack there from that major motion picture. Then The Spirits of Rhythm gave us Dr. Watson and Mr. Holmes. And then on the violin, Stuff Smith with La Saint-Quentine. Hey, right now, we want to introduce one of the more charming members of the WFMU staff. All the dismissive remarks I've made about the DJs of WFMU do not apply to this young gal. She's here to issue a special appeal to my lady listeners about pledging to the Old Codger Radio Show during WFMU's dreary fundraiser. This gal's name is Sheila B. Now, I don't know what the B stands for. Perhaps she is related to Gus, but she goes by an initial to avoid the paparazzi and the gossip columnists who hound anyone named Bodenheim. Yeah, I'm going to have Lola Bell ask her about this the next time she drops in at my bunker in East Orange. Well, anyway, here now is Sheila B. to say nice things about me. Lady DJs, what's next?
This is Sheila B. of the Friday afternoon women's program, Sophisticated Boom Boom, with the annual WFMU Ladies Review. So how'd Courtney T. Edison fare this year? Upon hearing Courtney's 78 RPM radio show, Good Housekeeping writes, "What fresh hell is this?" Women's Weekly reports, "He has Van Gogh's ear for music." And never one to mince words, playwright Mae West took to Cosmopolitan magazine to say, quote, "His mother should have thrown him away and kept the stork." This despite Courtney dedicating so much of his program to the musical works of women such as Billie Holiday, Helen Kane, Ruth Etting, and Bessie Smith. So how about throwing him a penny or three for effort and hope that we'll see improvement next year? To pledge, go to wfmu.org/pledge.
With a big physique, to stop flirting with me. I'm not to be had. I'm changing my fad. Tell that party with a curly hair who winked at me before that I just got rid of one and I don't want any more. I do what I like, whenever I like. I like what I love and love when I like. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I don't have to sigh, don't have to cry, don't answer why, don't have to lie. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I test them, muss them and fuss them. Just stepping round, yes them, mess them, then I'll guess them. Oh, what a hound. I'm not gonna bark at nobody's track. There'll be no cold feet parked on this mama's back. But I'm not taking orders from no one. Whenever I choose, I go where I choose and take what I choose. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I've got no weeds in my patch, no eggs to hatch. My heart's unattached, my door is unlatched. But I'm not taking orders from no one. I book 'em, hook 'em, squeeze 'em and tease 'em. That's all I know. Meet 'em, greet 'em, threat 'em and cheat 'em. Then I let 'em go. I'm not gonna get into any new scrape. I'm not getting thin, but I'm keeping my shape. And I'll not take orders from no one.
We must end the show and close down the broadcast day. We heard Sophie Tucker with I Ain't Taking Orders From No One. And then the last recording that we heard in the show was The New Friends of Rhythm and High Voltage. Well, we want to thank everyone who pledged for this program. Remember, the Old Codger, that's me. I'm your favorite radio host. I get to keep between 0 and 100% of all pledge money. Now, if you pledge through your computer, I will have difficulty skimming my share. That money will likely go straight into Ken Friedman's pocket. Now, if you mail checks directly to my bunker on Springdale Avenue in East Orange, and make sure those checks are payable to Courtney T. Edison and not to WFMU, I will make sure that 100% of those donations are wisely invested in activities and merchandise which serve my best interests and the interests of this program, rather than the interests of the poltroons and charlatans who run WFMU. Well, signing off now, this is the WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. The Old Codger Radio Network now signs off the air for the day. Good night.
This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in entertainment, we'll return to the air tomorrow with more of your favorite programs. And now, our national anthem.
Hardy Watt. I'm Hardy Watt. Join me now with, won't you? There's an echo, so I'm having a hard time hearing myself, but I'm still join me. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Can you? Are you hearing too much of me?
No, I never hear enough, Hardy.
Oh, Matt, it's so good to be together.
It is good to be together.
This is crazy, and we're on the radio, too, and yet, so there's no one there where you are.
No, it's, we have a phone room set up, and really no volunteers to answer anything or anything. There's just...
Oh, it's so sad. It's like, what is that Dickens novel with Mrs. Havisham or something? There's that room where it's set up for the wedding that never happened, and it's a sad testament to past dreams. So there should be... things around the room that look like there's volunteers there, but they're not. They're not coming back. It's like their coat, like a coat just draped over a chair. Is that too scary?
It actually is, because there are a lot of coats draped over chairs.
Yeah.
Around here. Where did these come from?
I know, it's spooky.
Well,
there might be ghosts. See, that's why we've cleared the places also to do a seance. Because it'd be wonderful to have some spirits from the past come join us on the radio. I don't know if you've ever been paired with a dead DJ as an MC, but they're not bad.
I haven't been paired with a dead DJ, but I really, at this point, it might end up at the end of this marathon. That might happen.
It could happen.
We never know.
It could happen right now. If something happened, God forbid I should perish. And then you're like, oh, I guess I'll just vamp for an hour. And you won't know until later. You go, turns out Hardy wasn't there from about, 7:05 on.
It's weird how, yeah, he just disappeared and I kept talking. I thought maybe it was an internet problem, but it was a life problem.
Right. I know. That happens. You never know when the bell is going to toll. And so let's get those phones ringing. No, that's the thing we can't do.
Yeah, the digital phones.
That's disconcerting.
You can go to WFMU.org/pledge and make a pledge right now. We are raising money for WFMU. And we love Hardy White, and we need to raise money for Hardy this year. It's a strange year here, an empty building, but we want to hear digital phone ring.
It used to feel like when the real phones rang, it felt like you were doing it with your mind.
It did.
You'd be like, let's hear those phones ring, and then would ring, and woo, talk about spirits. And then the printer would be the phantom ring,
yeah.
Like the printer rang too, right?
Yeah.
So, but no one there.
There's no one there.
That's scary.
If I hear a phone ring, it would be really spooky.
Wouldn't it be spooky?
It would be.
You would be like, should I pick it up? No!
No, don't pick it up!
Don't pick it up, fool! Right? You want to be careful.
Oh,
it's a strange place. It's magic. People suspect that FMU is magical. And we say that because it actually is. And we want to sort of deflect suspicion, right? So we don't want to, it's literally magic.
Yeah.
But we just go, oh, it's what a magical place it is.
Oh, it's the magic factory. Oh, yes.
The magic factory. Yes. But it literally is. And so that's a little scary, because you know how magic is. It's not really, it's morally ambiguous.
Yeah.
Yes. Like music, like art.
Yes.
When you play an artist and you go, oh, I love that song. And you go, here's a little fact about the artist. And you go, oh, dear.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Things are complex, aren't they? Yes, they are. The world is complex. And that's why I think this, that's why this station is particularly important, because I think it recognizes that complexity a lot more. Then you have to be a real free, you have to be a free thinker to actually recognize the true complexity of things, because it's frightening.
Yeah, and I consider myself a true thinker.
Well, no, I didn't say a good thinker. I said free. You could be. Dogs and cats are free, often, roaming around. Not like Einstein, naked in a field. But I'm both. I'm free. I'm pantsless Einstein. No, just, you can be open, a receptive person, a person who's open to experience and everything. You don't have to be a genius to do that. That's what I love to be around people like that. I mean, I've been around geniuses too, but the people that are open to different types of music or experience or art or expression, they're the ones that I like to be around. And I think a lot of our listeners fall into that category.
Oh, definitely. And that's, like you said, it's just because you're a free thinker doesn't mean they're a genius, which is definitely what I've definitely come aboard this WFMU magic factory. Just being, like you said, you have to be a free thinker to even really be like, oh, this place is great.
Yeah. So open your mind. When you first walk in, you go, ugh. Ooh. Open your mind.
Open a little further.
You will see, I still see filth. No.
No.
See that? That's you like that.
There's dog hair everywhere.
Yes. Oh, that's part of the patina. There's stuff all you'll notice is a coating on everything and all that stuff. That's ephemera. I thought it was junk pasted to the wall. No, it's ephemera. That's a big word too. And it's a beautiful place, like a museum. I went in there and I was like, oh wow. Like if the Library of Alexandria was also a dorm room. That's how it felt to me. It felt like this is a special place with a lot of music. Like there's a lot of knowledge about music. There's a lot of recordings, just physical copies of things, right? It's and things that you wouldn't find at the goofball radio stations, right? I mean, yeah. Commercial radio stations don't have these vaults of rare, crazy underground stuff, right?
No, it's probably just a computer, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Just walk in. Oh, this is our music. It's just a computer. No,
we got vinyl, and on the vinyl, talk about patina. On the vinyl is DNA, like real, real, like layers of it.
Yeah, lots and lots of layers of
alternating
it.
Alternating with like adhesive, there'd be like a layer of like sticky, and then there'll be DNA, and then there'll be something else, hair, and then it's nice though. It's like a 7-layer cake of human goo and things and tangible objects and people taking records out and having experiences. It's really beautiful. I mean, I like the digital age too, and I like robots who control people's minds and activities and everything, but I also love the smell of artistic adventure. You know, when you go into like an old record store when you were a kid or something, and or like some crazy New York shop, and you go, I don't even know what they sell here, but I'm scared.
That is.
I know it's cool.